It's May 16th, 2016, and you're listening to Monday Morning Meetings on Migration, a conversation about migration and politics at the University of Amsterdam. I'm Darshan Vigneshwaran. A couple of weeks back, Anya Carlson-Frank delivered her verdict on Pope Francis's move to rescue asylum seekers on the island of Lesbos. Now, last week, Polly Pallister-Wilkins questioned whether we wanted the papacy to be our standard bearer for humanitarian responses in the European migration crisis. Now, when we originally spoke to Anya, she had also asked us to seek out a rejoinder from the Transcapes project in Durham. This week, Antonis and Anna from that project seek to answer Anya's question. Can we help refugees without also exploiting them? Now, they suggest that while high-level diplomatic moves by the Pope and others should be regarded with some caution, the grassroots efforts to establish meaningful solidarity with migrants and refugees just might be changing the way Europeans see themselves and others. We hope you enjoy.
So first of all, would like to thank Darshan for his very polite invitation to participate in this very interesting discussion taking place as part of the Monday morning meetings on migration. We listened with a lot of interest to Anya's initial interview and then also to Polly's reflections. And we do have some points I would like to raise in response to these two. First of all, though, we probably should say who we are. We are Anna and Antonis.
Hi.
And we are part of the Transcapes, a research collective researching the transformations of Europe's political space, as we call it, as part of the recent migrant crisis here in Europe. We're talking to you out of Athens. And first of all, Anna would like to raise a direct point, I think, to something that Anya said, and then would like to make some kind of like comments on the interview as a whole.
Yeah, great. So a first great point raised by Anya was about migrants' agency and how they managed to turn their deportability into an advantage. They basically claim the right to move. And I was just thinking that, and we were talking about this as well with Adonis and the other team, the rest of the team, that this was actually a dynamic claim. It wasn't a static claim. We're here and we just want protection and we are entitled to protection by international law. It was an expansive understanding and articulation of the right to move and settle wherever they want. That was like really interesting, and this brings us to the question of solidarity, which seems to be like way less dynamic the way we understand it here in the West.
Yeah, exactly. And what we think this has actually done is to kind of open up a very interesting questioning of the notion of solidarity, which we think maybe a little bit playfully one could say that what you see playing out in Europe at the moment is the banality of solidarity, not quite unlike the banality of evil, you know, according to Hannah Arendt's original term. So in paper and in theory, everyone these days in solidarity with the migrants, from your average person on the street all the way to the Pope, which is what instigated this very interesting discussion, and further to the EU Commission and the head of states, everyone says they're supporting the migrants, which of course is not very useful in understanding why they're still, like, of course, faced with these plights if everyone is out there to help them. So we think that if we are to make any meaningful distinction, we would have to read into the difference between institutional solidarity, which we think, which for us in a way is a little less than the tip of a filtering mechanism iceberg, so to speak, and then grassroots solidarity and even individual level solidarity. And I think if we make this distinction, then we can answer your question of whether it's actually ever possible to be in solidarity with migrants without exploiting them. And I think Anna does have the answer.
Yeah. So if we were to answer this question, I think, yeah, it's a matter of scale. So at an institutional level, the gains are massive, and like there is no way to engage with solidarity action without reinforcing the border regime somehow. But then at an individual level, at the grassroots level, I mean, the only thing you get out of it is this warm, fuzzy feeling of having contributed to something. But then this whole process is very transformative for everyone that is involved. And I think we're going to be seeing a lot of transformations in the political body of Europe just because of this, just because of people getting involved and being transformed through this process.
You've been listening to Anna Papuzzi and Antonis Frades' response to Anya Carlson-Frank. You can access Monday Morning Meetings on Migration at 4mpodcast.com and also through iTunes and now Stitcher. You can also sign up for our updates through our Twitter and Facebook accounts. Now, if you have suggestions about a story you'd like us to feature or would like us to post one of your audio rejoinders to something that has been said on a previous podcast, please do send us an email at imes@uva.nl.